Noah Scurry, a 17-year-old basketball player out of Philly, life was removed in front of his mother Tuesday morning while getting in the car heading to school less than 24 hours after posting his first drill rap song.
Head start popping them perks, nigga, that's how I turn to a goblin. My bro be chasing shit down like Metcalf, you know he stand on top, yo. All the odds flying, them niggas ain't up on shit, we the reason they dying.
Bro boys running in the lunchroom, the whole school seemed upset. I saw Mel crying, it was just traumatic.
The principal, coach, players, classmates, peers are distraught. This is unimaginable for them. You know, the student was getting in the car with his mom this morning in the back of his home, and he was shot and killed.
Other teenagers camped outside of his home, waiting on him to come out due to feeling disrespected by his lyrics, shot him multiple times in front of his mother, and luckily, she was not killed in the process. He was about to graduate and would have had offers to play basketball at colleges across the country due to his consistent high grades, scoring the highest SAT score in his class and athletic ability prior to his life being cut short, partially due to how much the culture keep convincing the youth that this behavior is what we praise, and you are real when you are a hitter. Too often we praise toxicity and degrade, call people weak and not part of the culture if they put their mental health first, think of their future, and actually prefer to be a positive role model for their kids and or community. But the hitter was not the only one that's been convinced by this foolishness. Although Noah had great potential, he was living a double life. One foot in the streets and the other out. Even had two separate IG accounts. This story gets deep and familiar activity to many hoods in America. But before I go further, it's my duty to give all sides, and I'm paying my respects and condolences to the family. And also, when you're part of the streets and understand how it goes, you gotta pay respect to them as well, or become an unfortunate victim. Be sure to like and subscribe for more. As I stated before, he was a standout basketball player, but he's also known to the streets as his rapper slash street name, Joker OTV. And 24 hours before his demise, he dropped the track called Swing My Door, featuring Drent Season. Looking at his IG, Noah repped the hood called Zoo Gang off of 24th Street in North Philly. Here he is holding up the fours. Zoo Gang have other well-known street artists in the area and through interviews speak of their beef and as a result lost one of their members due to this. After he came from a stint in jail due to a gun charge, he went to a basketball game and his life was taken on February 16, 2017 along with his brother.
Learned the identity of two brothers shot to death in East Mount Airy after a neighborhood dispute. Detectives are still trying to figure out who opened fire, killing the 23 and 24-year-olds. Action News reporter Vernon Odom is working the story. He's live now outside police headquarters with the latest on the investigation. Vernon.
The investigation sure is intense tonight. Both victims died of at least two gunshot wounds, each in the chest and in the right side. Tonight, police are asking for the public's help.
I was asleep. I just heard gunshots, and I dropped my kids to the floor, lay on top of them, and we didn't look out the windows. We just lay flat.
This mother of four lives upstairs from the two men shot and killed outside this East Mount Airy apartment house just before 11 o'clock last night. It happened after a loud argument was overheard near the corner of East Upsall and Boyer. Police identified the deceased as 23-year-old Samir Yelberton and his 24-year-old brother, Raheem Martin. Both just moved in weeks ago.
They just moved in like a month ago.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they both got killed.
That was sad. I heard this morning.
Police say the two brothers did have records for drug arrest, but nothing extensive. They're searching for surveillance video at this hour, but have no serious leads on the two males seen fleeing the scene.
At this time, we don't have a motive for the shooting, nor do we have any identified suspects, but we are asking anyone with any information to contact police.
As of this hour, Shari, police have not been able to find any murder weapon. They do know it was a semiotic handgun that was used. Live at police headquarters in Center City, I'm Vernon Odom, Channel 6 Action News.
So this is a little background according to public record of Noah's double life, of Joker OTV and the smart high school athlete with a promising future, highest SAT scores in his class, and after school looks to be involved in neighborhood gangs and had an attempt to create a drill rap career that was cut short. More than likely, Noah was met with many peer pressures in his area and social media influence to be involved in street life to assist him in less likely being called lame, a square, or a nerd. These same people who were peer pressuring him to be this way were more than likely jealous of his success in athletics and academics and would say and do anything to keep you down. That's what the youth in most cases do not understand. They are not trying to help you look cool. They are trying to keep you at the same level as them, because when they look in the mirror, they aren't feeling ashamed because all of their friends act and move the same way. Find a core group of people who pushes you for greater. Celebrate your actual wins, like high SAT scores and a basketball career, not those who crack jokes on you for doing well. That's a key sign of someone that you should not be around. I hate to see this happen. RIP to the young king. And I hope many others learn from this mistake and don't try to live a double life. Focus on that one life that has a future outside of the prison walls and a casket. But what are y'all thoughts on this whole thing? If you have additional to add to the story, please let us know in the comments. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.